So this is serious business. I'm not joking here. This is not a joke. The hive mind in Revelation is here now, but it's not, it hasn't culminated yet. But you see it. You see it. It's always been here. The Gentiles, before the church age, you had Israel and the Gentiles. The hive mind, even some people within the nation of the Gentiles were part of the hive, you know? It's like, no matter which culture you're in, you've got the hive mind. Who controls the hive mind? The magician priest class. The average person doesn't know really what's going on. They can't even run their own household, much less a nation of people, a bunch of people. But the magician priest class runs the hive mind in every nation. That's why they have Jesuits and Freemasons and Kabbalists and witches and warlocks. They keep the hive going. They keep people occupied with bells and whistles and new fads. A new fad comes on the scene. A spinner, a Rubik's Cube. All those fads are really pointing at themselves. Oh no, there's a new Rubik's Cube. Well, you're in the cube. Oh no, they got a new spinner. You're being spun. You're being spun. They're spinning the truth. The truth is everywhere, but the flesh mind can't see it. And so the hive mind is going to give them Lucy light, make them think they got something, keep them always reaching for the next thing, you know. They got to keep them reaching for the next thing. Because if they ever wake up and have some peace, if they ever get by themselves for a season, have time to meditate on the truth. See, they want you occupied in a church, in a job, in a business, in politics, in media, in news. They want you occupied with something because they don't want you to wake up to what's really going on. Because when you wake up to what's really going on, you're going to find out most of your family, most of your friends, most of your coworkers in the past, most of your church-going people that were sitting beside you, most of the preachers, most of the neighbors, they're all in the hive trying to pull you in. And they don't care what it is. They don't care if it's a Freemason, a Jesuit system, a fraternity, a sorority, a denomination. They just want you occupied with something besides going directly to God, you know, and seeing through this thing. Everywhere I look, I see weeds on the side of the road. I see broken glass. I see cars broke down. I see all kinds of stuff. If you really just look out in front of you, you see the decay, but you also see the resurrection. The decay is happening right alongside of the resurrection. Right beside you, you can see the decay in life. You can look over to the left, see the decay. You can look to the right, see the resurrection. It's a trip, to be honest with you. when you wake up to what you're really in. Jesus went to the cross. He came down, went to the left side of the cross, D-I, divided, down. Went to the cross because you're in your stead. So that's the horror story on the left-hand side. Go through the cross, that's the love story. And then on the right-hand side, that's the victory. D-I-V is the cutting. The cutting and the turning. And on the right-hand side is your identity, ID. There's always going to be division down here. Because most people don't have their identity. They're in an addiction. A-D-D-I, towards D-I, divided mind. They're in a divided mind, a.k.a. addictions down here. Instead of oneness in Christ, they're divided. So the word down, you go down from that unity that's in Christ, right? It's a separation. Spiritually, you're in oneness, but down here in the natural, whole nother story. The hive mind is trying to get back to oneness with God through the energy of the flesh. That's it in a nutshell right there. The hive mind is trying to get back into unity with God via the energy of the flesh. But it'll never work. They're trying to do in the energy of man. But they're fighting against themselves. You can predict stuff really easy once you see this. Mankind is divided. And the only way he's going to get back to unity and oneness with God is through Jesus. That's it in a nutshell.